Welcome back, young philosopher. Last time, we met Epictetus, a boy with a borrowed name who grew up to become one of the wisest teachers in the Roman Empire. Today, we are going to learn one of his most important ideas. It is called the Circle of Control, and once you see it, you will notice it everywhere. Imagine you are drawing a picture. In the center, you draw a circle. Inside the circle, you write things like, my effort, my kindness, my honesty, my attention, my choices. Outside the circle, you write things like the weather, other people's moods, what grade someone else gets, whether it rains on the picnic, what the teacher decides, what happened yesterday. Let me tell you a story about a girl named Livia. Epictetus would have liked Livia's grandfather. He taught that we should not waste our energy trying to control things that are not up to us. We cannot control the wind. We cannot control other people's choices. We cannot control what already happened. Here is a secret. The more time you spend inside your circle, the stronger you become. It is like building a muscle. Every time you choose to focus on what you can control, you get a little stronger. Every time you let go of something outside your circle, you get a little freer. So here are three things to try this week. The Circle of Control is one of the most powerful ideas ever written down. It is also one of the hardest to practice. Even grown-ups forget it all the time. But the more you remember it, the calmer and stronger you become.